Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. ABC's Rachel Scott.
This is something that the president campaigned on, this idea of retribution, going after his perceived political enemies. And the president privately and publicly has expressed grievances about the Justice Department as well as his legal team moving forward with some of these indictments.
Five U.S. officials tell ABC News Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered a large number of general officers and admirals stateside and overseas to gather next Tuesday at a Marine base in Virginia. It would total potentially hundreds of senior military leaders, unclear why. President Trump signing an executive order clearing the way to save TikTok operations in the U.S., Oracle among the U.S. investors that would take it over. This is ABC News. Los Angeles officials are out with some preliminary findings in their after-action review involving emergency alerts and evacuations during last January's deadly rash of wildfires.
When flames were moving into communities like Altadena, it was the middle of the night. Some residents say they never got emergency alerts. A new independent after-action report finds it was a series of weaknesses due to outdated policies, inconsistent practices, and communications vulnerabilities. The report calls for clearer policies, stronger training, and improved public communications. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger said it's important the survivors get the answers and accountability they deserve. Just days after several countries, including Spain and Portugal, recognize Palestine as a sovereign state, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expected to address the UN General Assembly in New York City Friday. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, mostly sunny and balmy, a high of 80, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 54 with patchy fog. Saturday, partly cloudy to sunny and warm, a high of 81. Saturday night, mostly clear, turning chilly, a low of 49. Sunday, sunny and pleasant and 77, 83 for Monday. Right now in Richland Center, after the early morning reading of 53, we're in a fog again today at some places. And on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 50 degrees. Good morning. Today is Friday, September 26th.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner
Kentucky Headhunters on WRCO. That's the way to start the day in a positive way right there. Spirit in the Sky. And before that, Alan Jackson to the honors to get our broadcast day underway and started out in grand style. Hello, my friends. It's Friday. Phil Nee with you. We are here. We are ready to go. It was only a two-alarm morning for me of the three that I set, so not bad. It's been a busy week, and it was really good sleeping weather, too. And we continue the day with lots of things to tell you about. We'll be at the River Valley School Fair, which gets underway a little bit later on this morning, and we have all kinds of great fun stuff, words to text in and be a part of the big winning statewide in multi-states. And we'll also give you a chance a little bit later on to win from our regular trivia games. And it's football tonight with River Valley hosting Richland Center for River Valley homecoming football. So it is a adventure today and lots of things going on. Let's start those chores, shall we? It's 10 minutes after 5. We're right now Wisconsin's own Molly and the Haymakers.
Thank you. die this way.
T.G. Shepherd on WRCO Radio, 5:15 the time. A reminder going on this weekend, the Gays Mills Apple Festival all weekend long, always occurring the final weekend in September, and here we are. Man, events include lots of stuff, mini carnival, parade, vendor market featuring arts and crafts, and more. That's all this weekend. The Ladies Missionary of Park Street Christian Church in Richland Center will have a brat and pie sale today from 10 until sold out at Walsh's Ace Hardware. And tonight is the night for the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce Wine Cider Walk from 5:30 until 8, downtown Richland Center. You can find out more at rcchamber.org.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where every broadcast feels like Sunday dinner with your radio on.
At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we treat your car like our own. Our expert technicians offer superior repair services, ensuring your vehicle gets back on the road in top condition. And to make your life easier, we provide free loaners. Our commitment to quality and customer satisfaction has earned us our stellar reputation. Trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your auto body repair needs and experience the difference. Come see us today at Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Apple Fest time in Gays Mills. This weekend only, bring the whole family for carnival rides, live entertainment, and the sweetest apples you've ever tasted. Browse local crafts, enjoy hometown cooking, and make memories that'll last all season. Apple Fest is happening all weekend in beautiful Gays Mills. Join the celebration and savor the taste of fall.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Good morning. Time for a sports update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in soccer, Platteville Lancaster was a 1-0 win against River Valley, and Prairie du Chien Co-op with a 5-3 win over Richland Center. Volleyball action last night on the radio. It was Platteville over River Valley in 4 sets. Richland Center swept at Prairie du Chien. It was Southwestern 3-1 over Boscobel, and Fenimore 3-2 over Iowa Grant. Dodgeville 3-2 over Lancaster. North Crawford 3-2 over Weston in the Ridge and Valley. Seneca 3-0 over Lafarge Youth Initiative. Hillsboro beat Wanewoc Center 3-0 as well. Viroqua 3-1 over Westby, and Cashton 3-1 against Royal. The Brewers begin a 3-game series at home against the Reds today. The Reds are third in the National League Central. The Brewers first at 96-63. First pitch time tonight in Milwaukee, 7:10. Games that were played yesterday, the Reds beat Pittsburgh 2-1, Dodgers 8-0 over Arizona, Philadelphia 1, Miami nothing. The Mets 8, the Cubs 5. In the American League, Baltimore 6 and Tampa Bay 5, Minnesota 4-0 over Texas, Houston 11, the Athletics 5, Detroit 4, Cleveland 2, Toronto 6-1 over Boston, Yankees 5, White Sox 3, Kansas City 9-4 over the Angels, Seattle 6-2 winners against Colorado. And Jason Myers made a 52-yard field goal as time expired. Sam Darnold threw for 242 yards and a touchdown, and the Seattle Seahawks withstood a late rally by Kyler Murray and the Cardinals to beat Arizona 23-20 in Thursday night football.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Oh, yes. Well, it's Friday, and we need an extra special aerobic polka. That is coming up here to get our day and our weekend going off on the right foot. It's sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, kids. Well, you know, on Friday, we always need a real special one, so we call upon the heavy hitters, the cleanup hitters, the plain hot shots.
Yeah, well, the next selection coming up, you know, is good old Mountain Dew, and it reminds me of my Uncle Lars. He wrote to me from Oslo the other day, and he told me they had the fire in their bathroom. But he said they were lucky because it didn't spread to the house.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew.
buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fight us from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, doo, doo, and that refuses our food. I shut up my mouth if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, yes, there you go, the Plain Hot Shots. But here's the thing, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind now. Come on.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half-tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix, leave the ball or me behind. And don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. Kissing on me, it happens every time.
Don't you miss her? Since she upped and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendell. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared, well, look, here is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain. Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away, left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling.
Hello.
I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Young, hello, Walls. Good morning. Thank you for listening, Walls. It's 49 degrees here at WRCO Studio. We're headed toward a daytime high of 80. Later, patchy fog out there again in places. We'll have that tonight overnight, 54 degrees for the low. And tomorrow, 81. Sunday, sunny and pleasant, and 77 degrees. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
President Trump says tariff revenue will help farmers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. President Trump announced Thursday the administration will utilize tariff revenue to help assist U.S. farmers facing a struggling rural economy.
We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made, we're going to give it to our farmers who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in, the tariffs kick into their benefit. So we're going to make sure that our farmers are in great shape because we're taking in a lot of money.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the USDA is working closely with the White House to determine what assistance looks like as farmers navigate high input costs and low commodity prices. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from Kansas City.
Brooke Rollins tells Brownfield,
"We're still watching the markets. Nothing's official yet, but whether it's Section 32 funds, obviously the tariffs give us elegant avenue by which to reimburse some real challenges out in farm country."
President Trump says tariff revenue will be used to help assist U.S. farmers that have faced a struggling rural economy. John Newton with Terrain says if that happens, it will require congressional action.
Whether it's modifying Section 32. If that doesn't work, do they look at the Commodity Credit Corporation?
Newton says it's significant to see the president acknowledge farmer assistance is needed.
How much support is needed, I think, is still up in the air. But the commitment from the president to do that, I think, makes a lot of people feel better across farm country.
Reporting from Kansas City, Missouri, at the Ag Outlook Forum, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
A University of Wisconsin farm safety specialist says educating farmers and the general public about rural safety requires good data, and that's not always easy to get. John Schutzke tells Brownfield not every state is the same when it comes to reporting road crash data, and much of the information they get comes from news reports and death certificates.
The most recent data we have is from, I believe it was 2017 through 2020, and we were typically seeing on the order of, I think, anywhere from 4 to maybe as many as 9 fatalities on rural highways that involve some type of farm machinery.
Schutzke says it's difficult to develop the best prevention tools without good injury and fatality data on and off the roads. He says not all farm-related fatalities get counted.
Nationally, that number probably between 400 and 500. And by the way, when groups like the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the National Safety Council, when they look at things on a national level, I say 400 to 500, they're not including kids, like kids below the age of 16.
Schutzke estimates as much as 80% of farm-related injuries are treated by hospital, clinic, or emergency rooms, but the exact number of incidents is unknown. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle ended Thursday busy and cash hogs closed mixed. Good morning, I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Live business was reported in several areas with southern live deals marked at $237, $3 lower on the week. In Nebraska, dress trade was reported at $365, $6 lower from the prior week. At the Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, compared to last week, 800 to 900-pound steers traded steady to $9 higher, and 1,000 to 1,050-pound steers traded steady to $6 higher. No comparable offerings on heifers. The USDA says demand was very good with several buyers. Feeder supply included 94% steers, and 99% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 763 to 796 pounds, brought $379.50 to $402 with a weighted average price of $389.97. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 811 to 845 pounds, brought $338 to $355.50 with an average price of $344.09. Box beef closed lower. Choice was $542, sharply lower at $371.97, and select was $297 lower at $353.45. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head. Cash hogs closed mixed. Some buyers were able to cut back spending after the more aggressive demand earlier in the week. The USDA's quarterly hogs and pig numbers out Thursday were generally lower than when analysts were expecting ahead of the report, showing a tighter inventory, a smaller pig crop, and decreased sow farrowings. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 17 cents lower, the base range of $100 to $108 with a weighted average price of $104.50. Iowa, Minnesota was 4 cents lower with a weighted average price of $104.82. The Western Corn Belt was 24 cents higher with a weighted average price of $105.01. Butcher hogs trended lower at the Midwest cash markets. Barrows and gilts were a dollar lower at $74. Sows were also a dollar lower with a range of $68 to $74. At Illinois, barrows and gilts were steady from $63 to $73. Slaughter sows were steady at $64 to $75. Pork values closed 64 cents lower at $110.99. Loins, butts, picnics, ribs were lower. Hams and bellies were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply lower, and lean hog futures were mixed on spread trade and position squaring ahead of the USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report, which was out after the close. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Direct cattle business Thursday was mostly at 237 live and 365 dressed. Butcher hogs were a dollar lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming is in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are both up modestly with some light short covering support. November beans are 3 1/4 higher at 10.12 and a quarter. January was 2 3/4 higher at 10.31 and a quarter. December corn was up 1 1/2 at 4.25 and 3/4. March was 1 1/4 higher at 4.42 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle fell sharply on cash and wholesale pressure. October live is down 2 at 232.05. December is 252 lower at 234.30. October feeders were down 557 at 354.05. And hogs were mixed out of the hogs and pigs report, which does look a little friendly. October was 67 higher at $100.10. December was up 50 at 88.62. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Opening up about rural America's mental health problem today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Rural Minds is a nonprofit that serves as the informed voice for mental health in rural America. It was started by Jeff Winton, an upstate New York dairy farmer.
People in rural America don't necessarily consider mental illness to be an illness. Now, we all know it's an illness, but all too often people consider it to be a character flaw or a personality weakness. I mean, those of you who grew up on a farm like I did, you know, we're taught from the time we're young kids to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, to not talk about our issues, to not make other people uncomfortable with what we might be suffering from. And as a result, we have this growing epidemic in rural America.
Winton took part in a recent Farm Foundation webinar. And while he's encouraged by some of the trends surrounding mental illness in rural communities, he still worries about the next generation.
These are the future of agriculture. Our young people are the ones who will be raising our food and our fiber in the next generation. And so if we don't do something about this before it's too late, we will be in bigger trouble than we are right now in rural America.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2-gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5-gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Federal officials are preparing for the review of the USMCA trade agreement. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. The Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs at USDA says reviewing the USMCA agreement provides an opportunity to improve market access for American producers. Luke Lindbergh says it's allowed Mexico to become the top trading partner for the U.S., but the agreement could be stronger.
We knew there was going to be challenges like
milk exports to Canada and GMO corn down to Mexico. So we're working now to fix some of those problems as part of that third step in the review.
Speaking to reporters after a producer listening session in Nebraska Wednesday, he says the administration has taken steps to help resolve the biotech corn issue.
We want to include these types of opportunities and make sure that our farmers and ranchers have the access that was agreed to in the first time we signed this agreement.
Producers can submit feedback to the U.S. Trade Representative's office until November. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a quarter of a cent to 64 and three quarters, one sale there. 40-pound cheese blocks down a quarter of a cent to 163 and three quarters, no sales recorded. Cheese barrels unchanged at 164 and a half, no sales. Butter prices were up 2 cents at 164, reversing the downward slide. 21 sales were recorded, ranging from 162 to 164. Not that dry milk was up a quarter of a cent at 114 and three quarters, with 10 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Here's a look at today's forecast for southwest Wisconsin. Mostly sunny and a high of 80. For tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible later on, a low of 54. Saturday, partly cloudy to sunny and warm, a high of 81. And Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant and a high of 77. The air is calm after a low of 49. We're at 50 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Hopefully, yeah, you're awake, or pour another cup of Brouhaha Roasters this morning and get her going there. Yes. Lighten the Milk Cow Show with Johnny Cash.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. And it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Oh, then you took me to St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught to weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Mm-hmm.
they finally caught up with me. Tell me, how can I run from something that I can't see? Oh, that little bit of teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the love bug.
George Strait and the Love Bug on WRCO Radio. We'll get the latest look at weekend weather with Tony coming up in a moment. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider, enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mom's squash and pumpkins. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Great food, a beautiful view, and a Wisconsin tradition. Find it all at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Bar and Grill, S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week through mid-November, then closed on Sundays for the season. Stop in for the famous Friday fish fry served all year long and enjoy $3 old fashions every Friday night throughout fall and winter. Planning a big event? Their spacious banquet hall is perfect for weddings, holiday parties, graduation celebrations, and more. Wisconsin Riverside Resort, where good times flow right along with the river. If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, Everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meat specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's another dry and tranquil morning here across the upper Midwest. All the active weather seems to be out in the southwest part of the country as well as the southeast part of the nation. There'll be some tropical systems coming up toward the Carolinas by early in the work week. Could bring them some pretty heavy rain. But around here, the high pressure will be in control with relatively dry air and temperatures continuing to run well above normal. Could be as much as 10 to 15 degrees above normal on certain days. So definitely a little summer-like feel during the afternoons. Of course, cooling down at night, more fall-like then, but still just some great weather for all your outdoor activities or to take a little trip and enjoy some of the early fall color, which is up to 25% in parts of southern Wisconsin, up to 50% in the northern part of the state. Otherwise, for today, look for mostly sunny skies, high temperature near 80, southwest wind 5 to 10 becoming northeast in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, maybe some patchy fog late, low at 54. Partly cloudy to sunny and warm tomorrow, high 81. Southwest wind at 10, becoming west-northwest later. Saturday night, mostly clear, turning chilly, low at 49. And Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 77. Heading into Monday, rather warm for late September with sun-filled skies, low near 50 with a high of 83. Tuesday, partly cloudy, still warmer than normal. Low 53, high up to 78. Wednesday, partly cloudy and a bit cooler. Low 52, high 74. Thursday, mixed skies and still dry. Low at 49 with a high near 71. At this time, it looks like our next chance of a couple of rain showers would come in by the weekend of October 4th. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 50 degrees. Also, we've experienced a bit of fog the last couple of mornings. 79 yesterday's high. The record high for September 26th, 86 in 1986. Record low, 29 in 1966. Last year's high was 80 and the low was 46. Sunset will occur today at 6:52 this evening. Sunrise time this morning will be at 6:53. The air is calm. The barometer is at 29.90, which is up slightly from earlier today. And after a low of 49, we're at 50 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on Acura